The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th Edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Check where the puddle is. Because there was a slope, possibly.
Is there... We can go under it.
Because if it's collecting in one area, then maybe a slope.
The water is coming out pretty fast now. Now it's about, you know, a foot and a half deep.
Quickly, dwarf.
You're talking about
obviously there was the,
first,
the wall of magic that went up. Can I give some sort of an arcane check or
sure.
something to maybe see if I can get something? 18.
Oh, by gum, that looks like a magic wall.
All right, I'm going to start looking for a release mechanism somewhere then. What would that fall under?
Engineering.
Well, you can give me a perception check is what it is.
Okay. Not with that roll. Got a 4. I should say I rolled a 4, I got a 10.
Well, with the 10, you will notice that the vases have arcane symbols etched on them.
Maybe they're explosive runes.
Yes, they are. Boom, boom, boom.
And the sword statues really quick.
I know. It's not my turn yet.
Sora.
There's some sort of marking on these vases. Don't break them! I don't know what it says yet! Anyone read those from here? I can't quite get to it.
God, come over and stand on my shoulders.
Do you want to go to a vase?
I know nothing about cannabis, so I'm not going to bother.
Okay. Cuban style citrus rum mojito club. Do you even drink?
Nope.
Mojitos?
Do you even drink? Nope.
I suppose I'll just look around and see if there's anything else besides the runes. Mm-hmm. It's a 20.
Perception?
Nope.
Yeah.
Just the runes on the vases, it looks like. Mm-hmm. It does look like the statues themselves are holding the vases. The vases aren't part of the statues.
How heavy do they look, though, the vases, if they're stone?
Probably really heavy, I don't know. Don't know until you try.
Push, heave, leverage.
Well, they open their vases, then they turn and they go.
Damn it!
Okay.
Okay, describe these statues.
they're four cherub statues. Just cherubs. Like little naked angels.
Do they have wings?
See if you can knock a bottle out of
worn.
Its hands.
They look like they've been very old. They are holding these vases that have magic symbols etched onto them, and the water is coming out of the vases.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it is.
I'm willing to bet that the arcane shielding and the arcane runes are somehow connected, and I doubt that there is water feeding into the vases from an external source. So,
no kidding.
Well, the vases are magic. There's magic involved.
Do you know anything about the arcane walls? Other than their magical walls?
I haven't really had a chance to take a look into it too much.
Okay.
That was a next quarter thing.
But I would be willing to go out on a limb and say that they're somehow connected, and maybe severing the link in one might affect the other. But that's just a guess that may not actually be based in reality.
Okay. Well, I will at least attempt to lift one of the vases to see how heavy it is.
Okay, give me a strength check.
Mm-hmm. 13.
Okay. You can shift it a little bit. It's just... It weighs a lot. It is a stone vase.
Yeah.
And it's about this big.
Wow.
And like the cherub has it up over its shoulder or something. It feels like a very solid thing, but it is like you can turn it a little bit in the cherub's hand, so it's not like part of the statue.
I think we should try to shift them so they're sitting upright.
But you could probably pick it up just with some effort.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to need help to do that. My dainty elfness.
Water's about a foot and a half deep now. Belladon, what do you do?
Check out the runes.
With our powers combined. I don't know anything about arcana.
You have no arcana? You're a druid.
I have one. I do have dungeoneering. I don't know if that'll help me any.
A 4? I've got an 11.
Dungeoneering's not really going to help you in this.
Okay. I rolled a 10 for something. How about helping her to shift it out of this?
And it's a strength check.
Right, that would be make it a 13.
Okay. Well, then you will... basically, you're holding your action until she goes next time. And giving her assistance. So we are back up to the top with Ragnar.
21 to pull the vase.
A what?
21 strength check.
You scramble up, grab one of them, and water is still gushing out of it as you pick up the vase, and it's really, it's like magically heavy.
Turn it, so it's standing upright.
Turn it upright, and water bubbles over the top.
Okay, well, and then just let it fall off onto the ground, then.
Bing! Roll a d6.
One.
All right, it hits and a little bit of it chips off, but it's still gushing water.
Do we have to break these things?
At least the runes, if nothing else, I imagine. But
well, I got one down for you.
All right, excellent.
Clark with a 22.
I do have a hammer.
Break out my battle axe. At least
Clark
be a little bit
will
better
begin
than my sword.
Breaking the hell out of the one that's on the ground. Do I get to roll to hit it?
You do, yes.
It might roll.
It dodged.
Well, no, you hit it, you just don't get through its AC. Apparently you're re-rolling that. Spending bennies on inanimate objects. How awesome is this?
Yay!
God, this is what's drowned.
Well, Clark doesn't
That's
have to worry
a 10.
About
Tink!
Titan sort of sits there, looks at you guys longingly because it really wants to smack you. Dragons are looking your direction. I really want to breathe on you. Rogar!
I want to breathe on you. Alright, well, then I will begin smashing the one next to me.
Let's say, you should taunt the giant, see if we can smack the wall.
Here's a different
You're fired!
These things are magically enhanced and whatnot and have an AC of 20.
Worst warlord ever. Mm.
That's Rogar. Belladon on an 18.
Okay. I'm going to approach the one on the ground, and I'm going to read whatever magical inscriptions are on there.
Okay. Give me your arcana check, please.
I stop rolling on my soul? Maybe it's cursing me. There you go. Can't read word crap. All right. 16 plus... I got a 25.
Okay, you can start to disable the magic on it using using your arcana, but it's going to take three checks on each one.
Whoa, we don't have that much time.
No, it just means we have to hold our breath and hope it goes away.
Unless anyone else has arcana.
I have a 2.
All right, well, I will let them continue to break that one. I'll come over here and work on that one. This is going to suck.
This trap was designed with the expectations that you have several party members who have the Arcana skill, wasn't it?
Also wasn't expected that everyone would be in here. Just kind of amusing me. Sora on a 17.
Suppose we attempted to lift it.
We both are attempting to drop it.
Just break the vase. Don't
roll your strength check. You get a plus 2.
It's a 10.
Okay. What did you get? You roll a strength check as well, so one of you assists the other, basically.
11.
Okay, well, no, you managed to
12.
You managed to. No, it's plus this the big modifier.
Oh, yeah.
12. 12. All right. Well, the two of you sort of start tipping it over and out of the thing's hand, but it's still up there. Okay. The water is now about a little over 3 feet deep. Ragnar.
I will use my battle axe, and I will clunk the bastard. Not with a 9, I'm not going to.
We suck again!
Clark!
We're gonna fucking drown because we can't roll.
Nope. Is it prone?
Sure. They're granting combat advantage. You all get a plus 2.
I still miss.
Plus 2.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna burn an action. I'm actually going to burn my action point and try to hit it again.
No.
Apparently the gods want you to make it here and die.
Clearly.
Rogar.
This is so fucking lame.
Alright. Everyone on mine. I will use Warlord Strike on it.
I have never seen so many
I crit
ones.
Instead.
Okay, that one shatters into a bazillion pieces.
Well, everyone has plus 5 damage against it. Until the end of it.
One. Where did you spend all your bunnies? On natural fucking ones.
Spend your bunnies on fucking some... breaking some goddamn faces.
You have to fucking swing.
Build up.
This is horrible.
I haven't touched your die.
My dice hate 4th.
So you said it's going to take 3 checks to do, and I can only do 1 check around, I'm assuming?
Unless you burn action points.
Before something happens and we all die.
Well, maybe it'll go slower now because one was broken. Slightly slower.
Oh, you know what? That's probably it is over here, isn't it?
Because if I can do 2 checks in a round, I can take care of this one.
Can I spend nature checks to hold my breath?
That's survival.
Yeah, this is alright. I'm gonna use the highest thing I have for
endurance.
I'll intimidate the water.
And it will stay away from me. I'm gonna bluff the water into thinking it's air so I can breathe it.
Oh no, it's a move action to use. So
okay, so I can do 2.
You can do it twice, yeah.
Okay.
You did one over here and then came over here, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and do this since they're pounding on that one.
Okay.
That's 1. That's a 20.
The DC you're looking at is a 20.
No, you just got a 20 on that last one.
Wow.
Let me double check that. Can't wait.
I hope it's less.
No, it is a 20.
All right. There's 1. Cross your fingers, folks.
You need 11 or better.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a 50-50 chance, dude.
That is 24.
Burn your action point.
I plan on it. And what do I got this one for?
I don't know.
22.
Okay, well that deactivates that one.
And that one's destroyed.
And this one is destroyed. The water is still coming in. Sora on a 17. But this is now just coming out of VC. Sora on a 17.
Still trying to knock it over at least. Right.
Alrighty then, Belladonna.
Flimsy puny elves.
Yes!
God damn it.
Okay, the water is now just getting to about 5 feet deep. Ragnir.
I just rolled a natural 20 to crush mine.
Okay, you destroy the hell out of one. Oh, this one?
Mm-hmm.
Smashed! Clark.
Clark's aquatic. This should be granted some advantage, right?
We're like, cut!
Strength check, natural one.
He just drops his weapon, apparently. And that's what it is, Butterfingers. You drop your weapon. The Titan and the Dragons all look at you guys longingly. Rogar, followed by Belda.
I will swing over them using one of my other encounter powers so I'm not really wasting anything.
Don't hit my hand!
I will instead use guarding attack so we have bonus AC against it. If it starts to swing back. Oh, the water can't hit me this turn. I have ice. Yeah, I'll hit.
Okay, roll damage.
Nice! 24.
Smash!
Yes, bonus AC against the shrapnel!
Bonus damage against that debris, bonus AC against that shrapnel.
We were done out by a bunch of cherubs, for fuck's sake.
No freaking kidding.
All right, with that, the magical barriers drop.
And the water goes...
And the water starts... And the water sort of goes out into the main room there.
What the hell?
And we do look like this.
Yes. We're all like, I hate this fucking place. Yes. we'll go back to town. We're going to get our freaking 200 gold and stab the dude in the eye. Fuck you and fuck your little keep. That or you're just going to take over the keep and be like, fuck you, it's mine now.
Fight.
That's what I plan on doing. I'm a warlord and I don't have a keep yet.
Ours now, bitches!
Come take it away.
Chaos tithings! Alright.
I agree.
We cleaned it, we kept it.
Yeah, we cleaned it, we keep it.
Okay. Then you find yourselves in front of some doors.
I'm going to give you a healing surge from when you got honked with the giant sword.
Yeah, thank you.
How much damage did you take from that thing?
Only 9.
Oh, okay.
Is he following us?
Yes.
I'll be sad.
He's longingly going,
but I wanted to smash you.
Oh. It's just how I show my affection.
I offer up the bullfrog.
Remember?
my great sacrifice to the giant stone lord.
Two of my tokens I set aside that I'd used for my healing surgery.
Right under here.
Up there. Like going.
Okay.
Worth it that many.
So, with any luck, we ran our streak of natural ones.
Oh, yeah.
No. This is a fourth ed. We have rolled more natural ones in this game than we have ever rolled in any other game that I can recall. We average like 6 or 7.
We've rolled more natural ones in this sitting than any other game I've ever played.
Then we have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still not enough. What army is that? Orange. Are those salamanders?
No, they're space marines that I'm of a random chapter that I made up.
They're space marines who don't want to get shot by their own teammates.
So they've got 100 colors on.
Yeah. Well, when they were camouflaged, they thought they were, you know.
Honestly, they're space marines. It's not like they hide anyway.
Okay, then they want to be easy targets.
Isn't that what space marines do? Ha ha! 3+ armor save. Suck it.
And then I go, ha ha! AP2 on the sniper rifle. Suck
it. Oh, but apparently you forgot about the Space Marine Uber Shield that Manor Kelgar generates from his all right. ass. The Space Marines always win! Fucking Space Marine.
As you
battle
open the door,
battle for Black.
As you open the door into this chamber, the smell of rotting meat pours from this chamber. Gnawed, partially eaten humanoid corpses are strewn everywhere. I'm assuming you guys have a torch at this point, otherwise it is dark inside.
Of course, we have a torch.
Excellent.
Can I light the dwarf on fire?
Actually, I have a lantern.
Why can't we ever just open a door and find nice flower beds,
and fluffy bunnies,
and
we're adventurers.
Soft cushiony pillows?
We're 600 feet below the ground. We're not going to find shit like that here.
Think of it this way: there are zombies inside.
Now, if we went to land of fluffy bunnies, that means we're in the abyss. I don't want to go there.
Those fluffy bunnies rip people's heads off in the abyss.
Exactly. I don't want to find fluffy bunnies.
A huge, horrible beast with giant, gnawing fangs!
Why are the zombies organized?
Yeah, they all need to be standing in one little clump.
Like, gnawing on the remains of the last unfortunate adventure that got this far.
You know, they're chasing rats.
Alright. Zombie! Funky looking zombie.
I had that name.
Dude! He's trying to slip us the tongue.
Even more funky looking zombie.
Uh-oh.
He's saying, don't touch the head.
Okay, zombie, funky zombie, super funky zombie.
Note to self, super funky zombie is probably a pain in the ass.
Kill it first.
What are you talking about? You're the one that has turned undead.
I know, like I said, kill it first.
You kill it first.
Your mom kills it first.
Your mom.
My mother was a saint.
A saint is my mom.
Alright, position yourselves at the entrance, please.
Where's the entrance?
Or where Belda is now.
Hi!
Can you put me behind somewhere back there?
Well, I'm moping him back.
There we go.
Single file! Double file!
Damn it. Oh, fucking 17 for my initiative. I get like a 20. That's a 25 for my initiative. But it's like, and I rolled a hit. I get a 2.
All right, Ragnar, what you get?
25.
Clark.
19.
Brogar.
7.
Belda.
15.
Sora.
23.
And Belladonna.
7.
Okay. Well, the ghoul has high initiative, apparently.
Oh.
Because the ghoul rolled a 20 on his initiative. All right.
Ooh.
Yes.
Honestly, I didn't think you'd actually live this long.
This thin, wiry form of this human-sized undead moves with deadly speed. The creature's hand end in vicious claws that look perfect for tearing into flesh. I don't know what else he'd do with it, really. Maybe knit.
He's like, he's a great greenie.
And that is the goal. And it looks like these are stairs. There are actually stairs going down here. I just decided not to draw them. Oh, many cons.
How many zombies can you hit with the turn undead?
It's a burst 2. So as long as they're within 2 squares of me, I can hit them.
Hi!
That's one.
He's trying to stick me with that tongue.
Hey, baby.
Pull AVP when the predator kills alien.
All right, well, it tries to claw you with a 25 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Ouch. What do you mean, tries?
7 points of damage, and you're immobilized. Save ends. Remember, you get to roll at
the beginning.
Beginning of your turn. Which, it is now your turn, so you get to roll against your immobilization. And you are still immobilized.
Nothing, you don't add anything to
it? No,
it's
just, okay.
Just a straight d20. If you get a 10 or higher, you get out of it.
Mark it.
Well, he is now marked, as is the zombie next to him, because it's adjacent to me.
Vroom, baby, vroom.
And I'm going to do Earthshield Strike on him.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to do Strength of Stone and give hopefully give myself 5 temporary hit points, since this guy's going to, you know, pummel me to death. Yeah. I miss. I'm pretty sure.
What'd you hit?
Did you roll a 4?
Probably, yeah.
I rolled a 3, plus 8 is 11.
Yeah, you miss.
Like I said, I can roll a fucking 17 right. For my initiative. I rolled a hit, I get a 3. Oh my god. God damn dice.
Which god do you want to damn your dice?
All of them!
They already have damned your dice.
No, I'm damning all the fucking gods for screwing with my dice. Fuck all of your asses. You're a bunch of waste, lazy motherfuckers in the first place.
Okay, now this thing, despite what it actually looks like, is a small gargoyle-like creature. Is made from damp, glistening clay. It has tiny wings that flutter and keep it suspended in the air.
Tiny wings.
Use heat on it. Dry it out. Make it go, oh, I'm now a terracotta.
And it goes over to there and hovers.
I don't like the fact.
Sora on a 23.
Oh, well, I'll just shoot the ghoul that's blocking our way.
Hmm? Wah, wah, wah.
That's how I feel some days.
22.
22 versus AC will hit.
Yes. Yeah, and one miss.
What'd you get on
what did
one?
You hit it with?
Arrows.
Well,
what was the
other one? What was the second one?
12.
What? A 12 to hit will miss.
Yes.
No, like one was 22, one was a 12.
Yeah, like I said,
well, the first one will hit.
Like I said, one hit, one miss.
Okay, that's fine.
It's piercing. It's the double shot thing. Are you going to mark it?
Yeah, I suppose I can.
Because that gives you a bonus, doesn't it?
Yeah, bonus damage.
Sometimes.
Okay. I do 11.
Plus.
Yeah, I was doing it wrong. I looked it up in the book. I thought it was just somewhere in this, but no. I was doing it wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, you shoot it just fine.
Yeah.
Clark on a 19.
Spirit dude.
26.
Wow. That'll hit it.
Funk.
D6, right?
Trying to figure out what happened to my D6.
Where's my Gen Con D6?
I don't know if for some reason.
It will take 6.
Because down here. The twin strike is a d10 plus 0 damage. On my other ones, it adds my dex, even on here. So.
I wonder what that is. She gets her dex bonus and damage on everything except for the skill.
For my at will power.
For that at will power.
Anyway. Yeah, alright, Clark will. Clark smacks it a good one, but it's still up. Bell down a 15.
I'm moving, so it gets attack of opportunity. One.
And I will, of course, swing at it.
30 versus AC.
That will hit.
Are you here?
Take, ouch, 10 points of damage, and you're immobilized. Save ends. So you stop there.
15.
That will miss.
God damn it. You can have my guy, please.
All right. Then in that case...
No, if I was going to knock some sense into it, I'd take it on the concrete and chuck it. I'd spike it off the concrete.
Now it's like, don't do that to me.
I'm going to beat this bad boy. Bad boy, bad boy. Maybe I'm not.
What you going to do when they come for you? Man, you're wrong like I am.
I don't
hopefully
think
you're saving
anything.
Buddy rolls for the next fight. Anyways, all the
my turn. I think I'm going to switch my d20s. Maybe this one will be more friendly.
Please? That's nicely. Come on.
That zombie takes a swing at you with its slam attack.
Pretty even, isn't it?
And we'll get an 8 versus AC, so it misses. Rogar on a 7.
Can't tell where the hallway is anymore.
Where are you going to step that one?
Ragnar, would you please beat this one in front of me?
There isn't one in front of you.
No.
You mean in front of me.
It was cocky. You can re-roll that one.
There you go!
Alright.
It's about better. Time you rolled it.
And what are you hitting it with?
The longsword.
The
sword.
Right.
It's just an earth shield strike.
Okay, do your max damage, double it, and then roll a d6 for me, please.
Does his head go D8 direction?
It'd be 16 plus 3, so 19 points of damage.
Then, is that... Oh.
It's 19.
Is that after doubling it?
Well, I don't double my strength modifier in this version anymore, do I?
No, but... Yeah. What's your max damage?
8.
8.
And plus 19. Times 2 is 16.
Or 16.
Plus, so 3 plus 3 is 9. 19.
That, okay.
19 plus... 5.
It is bloodied now.
Does that include the plus 1 for the sword?
And then fuck no. It'd be 20. That's it'd be 21 plus 5, so it'd be 26.
Okay.
And then plus 3 and for my intelligence.
Oh, plus 3 for intelligence.
What'd you get in your D6?
Huh?
What'd you get in your D6?
5.
2, 3, 4, 5. You're knocking back 5 squares.
Wow.
Thank you.
That got him out of the way.
Belladonna on a 7.
Okay. Let's see if I can roll for not crap.
All right.
I am throwing my flame seed at... Sorry.
This guy?
Yes. That guy. And I got a 19 versus reflex on this guy right here.
The minion?
19 yes. Versus reflex.
19, that'll hit its reflex of... It's reflex of a mighty 9.
Do you want me to roll?
Well, it dies.
It dies.
Okay.
But the monster
still... And the squares adjacent become a fiery zone that lasts till the end of my next turn.
Right. Which means so anybody entering that turn, entering those squares on their turn or starting the turn there takes wisdom, takes 3 points of wisdom damage.
Okay.
It takes 3 points of damage based off their wisdom score.
And if the little gargoyle goily fly thing goes forward... You know, diagonal, he'll go into that space too.
Yeah, it goes here like this.
Alright. Okay. Now all the zombie rotters get to go. What's their speed? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Dies when it moves in there. It dies when it moves in there, because these are stupid zombies. 8, 4, 1, 2, dead. 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that one's going to run in there and die as well. Well, there's zombies. What do you want?
This guy didn't move.
I know. I haven't done him yet.
He's trying to pick up his dead minions.
Okay. Shifts forward so we can go after the one who has it marked.
That's smart enough to go after the one it has marked.
Yeah, well, the marks are obvious. Plus, you actively marked it.
You carved your initials into them.
Alright. Actually, it's
26.
Of course.
Ouch.
Jesus Christ, you rolled a natural 20, didn't you?
Yes. But it's only a minion, so you take 4 points of damage. Let's see, there was one more that ran that managed to get up to you in time. 19 versus AC.
Yep.
4 points of damage. And then we're back to the top with the lovely ghoul, who takes his damage.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
What is his? Too bad they don't take damage for every square they run through.
Yeah.
Move him on up. You can go all the way around. I'll swing at him.
Two, three. Climbs up on the wall. And then moves forward. You get a swing at him.
Yay!
As he goes through everybody.
No!
Okay. Well, then he'll go in there and try to smack egg. And you are... Did you save against your immobilization?
Oh. No, it's not my turn yet.
That is true.
Can someone go left horse?
So you are immobilized, like, so he's going to try to ghoulish bite you, since you are immobilized.
50. Hi, buddy. He's like, who is that?
He's like, you smell like
mud. Oh, I'm not going to take that. That's just... Okay, he misses you. And I spent a bit. Alright.
Do you
want
to hold me?
He tries to go... Meh!
Shoot these two minions and allow you to get...
Ragnar.
I'm in, like, nearly the perfect position to go...
Turn...
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm just gonna move through these guys. I can't move
beat the guy in front of you.
It hits a 15 AC, but it still doesn't 18. Hit you. So yeah,
I can't do that, can I,
Ragnar?
I'll just kill the one in front of me. Hopefully,
save against your immobilization because you get to do so at the beginning of your round. You do not save against your immobilization. Did you roll it for the end of the last turn as well?
No.
Okay, so we'll take that 9 as the end of the last turn. Roll again for the beginning of this turn. So you essentially get to roll twice.
Sorry, Michael.
No throwing dice.
Or bouncing.
Where's the fucking hammer?
Alright, so you swing at the...
I miss. In front of you. I got a fucking 3. That gives me an 11. I can't hit the fucking broadside of a goddamn barn. A barn's got an AC of 15.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Alright. The scout...
I'm getting tired of this shit!
Scout hovers there. Sora, what do you do? The hovering gargoyle thing.
Attempt to clear out these minions at least. So that one... If I misses, is it 10?
Yes.
And that one hits the other minion. 6 minions. Gargoyle is smart
enough. The AC on the minions is a 13.
Can't even roll a fucking 13.
Oh. No, save your Benny. Save your Benny.
Yeah, it's okay. I haven't used any.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay, then that would have to re-roll on both of them. Both of them die.
And mark. Mobilized. Oh, wait for the end of the last turn, too.
There you go.
You're no longer immobilized. Clark is up.
I'll hold on to this.
Tossing at that one. 16.
Dead.
This one?
No,
but you're going up to minion. Yeah, and it's dead.
No, Clark has now perfected instant kill javelins.
Yes. That would be awesome.
Belda on a 15.
I'm going to hold my turn until the zombies get a little bit closer.
So he's holding his action until the zombies get closer.
Meanwhile, the two big guys are...
Well, this thing turns and flies this way.
Great. It's going to tell the big boss that we're here.
Good.
He'll
come out and start AOEing the minions for us.
You're waiting for the zombies to come closer.
Oh, so he can do more damage with his attacks. Good idea.
Damn right.
Wait for them.
Whether we die or kill him, the game ends today.
Should I start painting tribal stuff on?
I've got some nice blue.
Here's your burst, too.
Uh-huh.
Because it bursts, too, in both directions, doesn't it?
Two of them do swing at you.
That's okay.
One will hit you if your AC is a 19. The other will hit a 19 versus AC.
4 points of damage?
4 points of damage each.
So what was it? 19 and what?
19 and 19.
It was a 19 and above a 19 when they hit, so you got hit twice.
So 8.
Okay.
And then you get to go.
All right. It's about damn time.
First base ring painted.
Yay.
All right, starting with the minions.
Are you kidding me?
From a clockwise fashion.
Have like four or five colors.
And this is
six. I'm sorry.
Against Will. Yes.
Eight colors.
That's 19.
So. Oh, wait, seven, because well, that's a double.
Nat 20.
Way dead. We'll do the minions.
13.
Against Will, killed.
And the other minion. Above.
It's a burst what? It goes out.
Burst two.
Enough, so yeah, it does get him.
All right.
Let's do the zombie. Find his will. There it is.
14.
That will hit. And now do the ghoul. That will hit the ghoul. Roll damage and add 5 to your damage because they're vulnerable to radiant damage.
Sweet.
Hey, what's up? How you doing,
Keith? 15, 22.
The ghoul dies.
Yay.
Might want to move that other zombie back in that got hit by the die. Yeah. Just put him next to his friend. We'll say you hit him too. What'd you get on damage again?
22.
Alright, that bloodies both of the zombies.
And it pushes them back 3 squares.
Okay, and so, yeah, he stops there.
And they're immobilized till the end of my next turn.
Immobilized, right. Alright.
And then I save.
And you do save. You're no longer immobilized. Rogar.
We can actually go into the room.
Blech.
Well aimed.
What's their reflex for simplicity, please?
9.
That'll hit. Okay.
Full damage.
Plus 2, you're lying to me. Constitution modifier. Why the hell did I choose Constitution modifier? That's obviously a lie.
5 big ones.
Alrighty.
That was a 1?
That was a 1.
That's a 1.
That's the lame. Okay, Belladonna.
2 UFOs.
5
UFOs. Or 1 UFO and 4 eyes.
And all the zombie riders are dead.
4 eyes.
Okay. I'm just going to aim at the closest one.
Fire seed.
19 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Right.
Their mighty reflex of 9.
11.
11 points of damage, and if he doesn't move, he takes 3 more.
Okay, on that dude, 11.
Yeah.
Oh.
He has to move. At least 2 squares.
We'll say it's this one. Okay, he dies. The other one's still there. He doesn't take any damage, does he? Okay.
It was the lightning. Will. Now that was just. It was the lightning. Yes.
Okay. I believe the ghoul is a dead.
Somebody. Yep. If it was plain lightning, it would have hit the other dude.
All right, Ragnar, 25.
He was close enough. Snacky, snacky. With the dicey, dicey.
I don't know, the dicey-dicey have been kind of finicky.
Dicey-diceys are fucking dicks.
That's a good one.
Well, 27.
That'll hit.
Well, I'd rather have a fucking dick than an impotent dick. If we're talking about the level of dick here.
How many levels are there?
Well, there's a 6. Dumbass dick. Then there's a...
Douche.
All right.
Douche dick.
Sora, 23.
Marking as well. Mm-hmm. Intend to twist to right. One hit. Doing 5.
Total?
Yeah, because you got.
Alright, well, it's still up. Clark.
Throw, Clark, throw!
Spaz. 17 versus AC.
That'll hit. It dies.
And we sleep here.
Somehow I don't think so.
I would like to take a moment and burn a couple of healing surges, if I may, okay. Mr. GM person, sir.
Be
please. I'm kind of person. While you do that, I will keep watch down the hallway or stairways.
Do you like
wherever
this?
The gargoyle went.
Could you like
it's
it?
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Alrighty. What are you guys doing? In this room
I'm going to do a quick sweep around this way just to make sure we're clear before we pursue whatever down there.
Check when you go in there.
26.
20.
Thank you very much.
Alright, well, you'll both see a small tunnel in the lower western wall.
Over
it's
there.
Visible behind a partially eaten corpse.
Yes. Let's go investigate.
This narrow tunnel opens into a brick-lined chamber splayed with the half-eaten remains of goblins, hobgoblins, humans, elves, and forest creatures. The victim's belongings lie in a disarray amid the gore.
Okay.
Loot!
You start going through all the dead body. The shredded clothing, rusted armor, and swords and other personal belongings of past meals are gathered in the small room at the end of this tunnel. A few minutes of scavenging uncovers a pristine bag.
Ooh! Let's see if a dwarf will fit in it.
And
step over there.
Give me, if someone has Arcana, they can give me an Arcana check.
24.
Yes, it is magical, and it is a bag of holding.
Sweet.
And it has stuff inside.
Ooh, it has stuff inside.
It has 176 gold pieces inside.
Oh.
Bag of holding.
The bag holds objects weighing up to 200 pounds and having a total volume of up to 20 cubic feet.
So could
but
it
always
open the door?
Weighs just 1 pound, no matter how tall it is.
Yes, it could.
Guess what?
Drawing all an item out of the bag requires a minor action. Yes.
Chunk.
The camera pans over. There's this big line of stuff you guys can grab. Why? Nodwick is like, finally!
All right. Is that the highlight of this room?
That is the highlight of this room.
Excellent. Then back on around the rest of the way.
Excellent. We can remove this map now.
So we have the map for final area. Uh-huh. My dice, I cannot emphasize enough, my dice absolutely hate me when it comes
to this think
game.
It might be time to powder a dice and then bathe the other ones in its corpse. That's threatening.
She's watching the reflection.
Yeah.
The plastic. Mishka.
That would be a nice picture. I have to get it.
Mishka. What are you doing?
You're distracting me, human. Oh my god!
It's everywhere! What is it, Mishka?
Where'd it go?
Tell us what it is. Mishka, what is it?
You're doomed, foolish mortal.
Is it that one or the other one?
What is it? Really?
Really?
You tell us what it is. Did you pause it again?
No.
Damn.
So now the internet can see you sounding like a fool talking to your cat.
Man, unfortunately they can't hear her talking back. Baby. What are you doing, sweetheart? Come here, baby.
She says, I know those are just reflections. I'm not stupid.
Baby.
Do you not want the rest of us to see?
No, I want to make sure I have the right map. Which I don't. It's just makes more sense now.
It's the green pasture,
grass.
Right?
Yay, we're outside.
Yay!
We exit the door.
Nature.
We're back on that road where we started at.
And it all starts again.
On the bright side, we're higher level this time.
Bright side. All right.
Where's my red?
We have the option to turn around and walk away.
We do.
It's like, fuck you all. Deal with Orcus. Asses.
May Orcus eat you quickly.
All right. All right, and you guys are coming in from down here. All right. Crimson streams trail across the floor and terminate at a grate surrounding a hole in the floor of the shadowy cathedral. Blue-green light emanates from crystal columns. A dais along the eastern wall appears to supply the blood. A human in dark robe stands there, knife raised high, singing the praises of the demon lord Orcus. A tattoo of a ram's skull covers the man's face.
I actually like this. It's pretty
cool. That poofter has to die.
Is he sacrificing someone?
Maybe that blood is flammable and I can just set him on fire.
If only it were that easy. So we're all the way down here.
Maybe if I aim for his head. Maybe I aim for his legs so he trips and falls in something.
I gotta say, guys, don't fall in the hole.
What?
There's a hole here?
Rogue! God damn it!
Next time we'll have to recruit a more useful side character. Get just Clark so you know, Rogue instead of Clark Bullywog.
So you don't want to move on to that or you'll like, you know, fall and die and stuff. Alright.
Game over.
Well, that elf shows her true colors.
Little did we know that she's an elvish vampire.
That's why she's so long-lived.
Big dude.
Push them into the pits. I like their maces.
If that's Conan, I'm going home.
Enough
talk. Enough talk. Alright.
We'll just have to convince the one that the other's an evil copy and they'll go at it. And then we're free to do whatever the hell we want to.
My bluff check sucks. So,
we need a thief. Wait.
God damn it. I can intimidate. That one over there said your mother was an ostrich. What's an ostrich? It's a big bird.
Hi there, guy.
Fat bird.
Climb up that.
All, of course, need initiative. You guys all get will get an action point at this point for hitting milestones.
Do we get a plus one because we're near to you, Andre?
Two.
Plus two?
Yes. As it has been from the beginning of the campaign, I am still your fearless leader. Fearless, not necessarily happy, leader.
Ragnar, what'd you get?
With his bonus, 24.
Sora.
17.
Clark.
8. No, 10. 10.
Belda.
16.
Rogar.
7.
Beldon.
I like that number, 18. Don't you?
7 feels comfortable to me.
Lucky 7, right? Mm-hmm.
You get the plus 2 for your...
Yes, death. That's with my plus 2.
What is your initiative modifier? 1?
3.
3? Nice. Isn't that like a plus 5?
Uh-huh. So I rolled
3. Alright. Ragnar on a 24.
Bugger.
Are you healed up?
Yes.
Yes. I burned healing surge.
I run. I know my grass combat advantage.
You can charge, though.
Hold on. Oh, I guess I could charge.
Give me a perception check when you come in.
Oh.
So you're out of 5 squares of me. Unless it was within 5 squares of me.
20, unnatural.
Okay.
You get a plus 1. If you're 5 squares of me.
25.
Alrighty.
Just charge him.
So you run up to this dude and... Are just charging him with your ram strike or whatever? Don't you have a something you can use?
No, I'm not using. I'm doing a charge.
Just a basic attack. Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Which is 25.
That will hit him.
But his pecs reflect your soul.
He takes 6 points of damage. And he's marked.
Take 6 points of damage?
And he's marked.
Okay. Excellent.
So all what right. we need to get him over to the pit, and then I can back up, and you can shift him one square into the pit. Drops.
And the description of the two pit guys are, this powerful human's spit-flecked lips constantly move in unending prayers to Orcus. Belladonna on an 18.
Can we put a ball gag in there where we smite him because of it?
Orcus is like, hello.
Alright, I'm gonna leave
you there. A giant hand reaches up out of the pit and goes,
let's party.
Never see him again.
Oh god, I hate to. How many can I can move my 7, right? Yeah. And then still take an action.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to see this guy if I stand here?
Yes, but he'll have cover.
What if I stand here?
He'll still have cover.
Because
he's got
that,
cover from this pillar right here. So this
go,
is a big crystal pillar.
If you go like this.
Emanating light.
I can see this guy, though.
Oh, yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7.
If I stand here, can I see him?
Yes, but you have cover. He has cover because of the wall.
It's a pit.
You can draw a straight line from one of her corners to his. She does not have cover.
Okay, then I'll attack the...
It just means she leans a little to the side.
With a 18 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Yay! Burn, baby, burn!
Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn.
6 plus 3 if he doesn't move. But of course, he'll move.
Sure. He needs to move at least 2 squares.
Sora on a 17.
That was an angry sounding Boris.
You can move to in front of me if you want.
I will actually probably use this turn to actually move around.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Disco Inferno. Burn the mother down.
Running, it gets me here. And that would be mine.
Okay. Did you go this way?
No, this way.
Okay. These are difficult.
Oh, okay.
Cost an extra move, so. Okay.
So there's your move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was a run.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't take up your standard action.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you still have a standard and a minor left.
She's still looking at the ceiling.
Well, I suppose I will help the druid and shoot the other guy.
Why don't you do a double shot? You can take one on each one.
I could. But it requires me to hit at least.
Huh?
I do 2 shots. Misha. Misha. The greater possibility of hitting.
Misha.
That's why I have 2 shots.
Mishka.
Mishka.
Does a 14 hit AC?
Does a 14 hit AC? No.
Okay. How about a 22?
A 22 will hit AC, yes.
He takes 8.
On which one is this? Both on that guy, okay.
Yeah, they were... I focus fire.
Alrighty.
Unless they're minions, then.
Belda.
Alright. Ooh, I have a thought. What is the priest at the very, very back doing?
The priest at the back is, let's see, dark religious vestments with the images of ram skulls cover this human's body. He has a square jaw and a hard face that glows with zealotry. He is singing the praises of the demon lord Orcus with a knife raised high.
Okay.
There isn't a body in front of him, is there?
No.
He's not sacrificing.
No.
Okay. No, he's sacrificing himself.
But the altar in front of him is bleeding itself, so... blood coming out of the altar.
He obviously stabbed the altar.
What do you keep saying about a blood god? How do you
blood for the blood god?
How do you fix that?
Skull for the skull from?
All right. At the very extreme edge of my range for daunting light. I should say the edge of my range, period, because there's no extremes. Right. But anyways. Did I miscount?
Was it 10? Right? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I did miscount, didn't I? Then I'll have to do a full run action and go there. That puts me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Still short. Damn. Alright then, we'll
help us deal with these guys and hope he's distracted with his chance.
Yeah. We're over there. Not quite as awesome as I was going to try and do, but that's okay. Not always can the awesomeness proclaim victory.
This sort of way, you have to be epic in every way.
18 to hit AC.
That'll hit.
They're not wearing any shirts.
I know, they should be.
Actually, apparently, according to this, they are wearing leather armor.
Oh.
That is 16
points
of damage. No,
that's just their leather of muscle.
Yes.
Oh.
Alright, what? I'm sorry.
That was 16 points of damage.
Ethan had an image of muscles.
Leathery muscles?
Alright, he's still up. But they get to go now. And he takes how much in that space?
3. If he doesn't move.
Okay, that immediately... You know, he doesn't move. He's taking swings.
Okay.
That bloodies him.
Which is probably bad for me.
Well, during his turn, and he takes that damage,
We'll say he takes that damage at the end. So he basically he swings his ginormous great axe at you. Will miss with his ginormous great axe, but that's okay because then he gets bloodied and he goes berserk and he gets an immediate attack on you again.
I will do my disruptive strike.
This time with a...
What does disruptive strike do?
It's an immediate action where if someone attacks
this time
you
he hits
ally,
a 16.
If someone attacks you or an ally,
still miss your
you an 18. Attack.
Oh, okay. No, it's 16 misses my AC.
Yes, that's fine.
So you get to attack?
Yeah, he was ignoring me.
Is it a is it an interrupt or what is it?
Yes, it is an immediate interrupt.
Okay. Do your attack.
Do your little attacks. Make your little pincushion.
20.
That will hit him.
Twang.
Sport.
Boop.
I'm convinced on this adventure that everything you shoot with your arrows explodes.
And...
You know,
he takes a minus armor. 6 to his attack roll.
Minus 6? Yes. Okay, he missed both times anyway, so. And is that, how long does that last? Is that a save ends, or is it a just end of your next turn thing, or what does it say?
Well, it. I'm actually supposed to hit him before he attacks.
Right, so. Well, he missed anyway, but you still did damage to him. So. Alright, then the lovely priest gets to do his thing.
Basically, I'm just trying to save
you. I looked at the actual priest. Alrighty, well.
Doing well today, so there's no guarantee I'll be doing well tomorrow anyways.
Alright, well, the Dark Priest dude walks up and says, oh, Orcus will guide you because Orcus is much better than all of you. And he points his bloody dagger at this guy who seems to heal damage and become a bit more invigorated. It's now Clark's turn.
Spasmatic javelin at him.
Okay.
25.
That'll hit.
That'll be 8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How much damage did that guy do to me?
Did he hit?
I don't think it's his turn yet.
I think... Has this guy has gone?
No, the guy did not. That's not gone. I don't think he'll hit you anyway. Not with a... It's a 21 versus AC, but I think it's a 22. Yeah. So he misses anyway. He swings a giant great axe at you and misses. Alright, that's good to know. Alright, now... Those guys.
Boom-diada.
Okay. Well... These things sort of spill out of the shadows. This human's thick skin has a death-like pallor. His eyes glow crimson. His face is feral. Their canines are long and sharp, and their fingernails are claw-like.
Are they undead?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. So really, what's their speed is... Dang. Okay, 1, 2, 3... Moves up to there. They come around this corner, basically. Goes up to there. Actually, no. We'll go back down to there.
We're attacking our druid. Unnatural. Yes, they are.
I'm all natural, baby.
Move over to there.
Mine is natural.
And then one will go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. Not quite. One will just go there.
Oh, come on, let him fall down the hall.
No, these things aren't that dumb. All right. The vampire spawn.
Did Clark stay there, or did he vampire do one of those hops where
that's right, that he hopped up to there.
Okay. Yes, he hopped up to there. Okay, so we got two attacks coming at you. That would be a 18 versus AC and a 26 versus AC.
The 18 is my AC.
Okay, so you get hit twice. You take 5 points of damage twice. It's necrotic damage. Right. And then we've got one swinging at Clark with a 20 versus 18.
Yes.
He takes 5 points of necrotic damage. And then we got two swinging at you. One has combat advantage. Actually, both of them have combat advantage on you. So,
hey, baby, I got
that will probably miss. 15, 16, and that will hit 23.
5 points?
5 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
Rogar on a 7.
Go, Rogar, go.
Go, Rogar, go, Rogar, go.
The battle's already started, and I haven't even been inspirational yet. 21 versus AC on one of the vampire spawn.
That hits. It does. Alright. Ragnir on 24.
I see.
Ragnar on a 24.
Squish it good.
Shield strike.
Okay.
Bam, psh, bam. That's only an 18.
That'll still hit.
Well, that will only be a hit then.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. Alrighty. Belladonna on an 18. With Sora on deck.
I am aiming for this one here.
Okay.
And that is a...
And you're right here, right?
Yep.
And this is ranged attack. And it has cover because it has enemies. You have enemies in the way. And a wall in the way. So.
How much is that minus?
Well, that's an excellent question.
If it's too much of a minus, I'll just aim at the one.
It has cover.
Squish the one in front of you. They bite.
Oh, they do?
It's a minus 2 to your attack.
It'll give you a 14 reflex save, wouldn't it?
It's versus reflex. I'll just aim it at the one in front of me since he's closer to me.
All right.
And I got a 16.
It's a ranged attack, right?
Yeah.
Right. You want to move action, shift back, and do that, or else it gets a swing at you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Because it's a ranged attack in melee.
16 versus reflex.
That will miss. Thora.
I'll move over here, and I will try and hit these two minions. One minion dies. And does a 13 hit a minion?
Versus
say 13?
Yes, AC.
No.
Okay. So this one dies?
No, the natural 20.
Yes, one.
And the nat 20 dies.
Yeah.
It does die, yes, obviously.
Loud.
All right.
They're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the Hunter Safety Guild.
All right.
Space Marine Chapter.
Does a 23 hit your AC, Rogar?
Of course.
Okay.
Ninja!
What is that?
Looks like a goat ninja. It's from Mano.
Gloom enshrouds this halfling-sized humanoid. Its hairless face has solid white eyes in it, and...
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
Listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.